I'm ready for the challenge. But today was a good day. Go back and watch some film and see where I can improve at and continue to learn.
Was this a bit of a surprise the last few days for you?
Meaning?
Surprised like off of the Cowboys. It's a bit of a whirlwind.
You know, the Cowboys, they went in a different direction. And, it's a business, and you understand that. And I have no hard feelings with the Cowboys. I'm thankful for them giving me the opportunity. Wade Phillips, Jerry Jones, Jason Garrett. And now I'm here, and I'm ready to focus on me being a Patriot.
What was it like when you got the call from New England?
I was in Mexico. I just landed in Mexico. So I was going on a little vacation, and it was promptly interrupted, which I don't mind. We had to scramble to get back here for a workout, and, it all worked out.
When was that? Was that just the last couple of days?
Last week.
What was in your mind when you got that call?
Let's play football. I was excited. You know, this organization is a great organization and a winning organization, and I'm just blessed to truly be a part of it, and I want to succeed here, and hopefully I can be here for a very long time.
Do you know of any other guys on this team? Did you have any connections with anyone on the roster?
I knew Ryan. I worked out with Sterling a little bit. Bobby Carpenter, I was with in Dallas. Tony Fiametta. So a couple guys that I knew. I get a chance to meet new people, learn new things, and so I'm excited about it.
What were the initial impressions on the field today, just getting down to football, like you said? What were those right?
Like I said earlier, it's fast. You know, they run a pretty fast system here, and they expect you to learn a lot, and I'm okay with that. And I'm excited about it and can't wait to get to work.
And when you look around at your position, a lot of veteran, accomplished guys, do you look at that as just a great learning opportunity? Do you look at it as competition? How do you report?
Well, I mean, anytime you're out here on the football field, it's competition at the same position, offense, defense, special teams. So there's competition there, but I mean, we're talking, I'm around guys who've been in this league 9, 10, 11, 12 years. And so you have to soak that up. You know, you have to get in their side pocket and get in their ear and ask questions. You know, that's what they're here for. You know, they've been in this league a lot longer than I have. They've been on different teams in different situations, Super Bowls, you know, all over the place. And so why not ask questions and just try to soak up as much as I can, as fast as I can before we go on this break. So I'm just trying to absorb everything.
How helpful is Tom? And how much talking do you do with Tom
after that? Tom and I introduced ourselves. And that's pretty much it right now. Until I start really learning the offense, I don't think, you know, Tom and I will have pretty long conversations. But we'll see. Yeah. I'm optimistic.
Did you talk about the unique path your career has followed to this point in the NFL?
Oh, man. You know what? I always laugh because I said God has a sense of humor. And he gets a laugh out of me all the time. And so even coming here, like I said before, I just landed in Mexico and I turned my phone on. And my agent's like, where are you at? And I'm like, Mexico, Cancun. He's like, well, you got to get back. You know, the Patriots want to come in and work you out. So I'm like, you know, grab my bag, find a flight to get back here. You know, I get back at the wee hours in the morning, and I'm ready for a workout the next morning. So, you know, it's just another chapter in the book. You know, hopefully something I can tell my kids and my grandkids when I'm old and gray.
You just landed and you got the phone call?
I landed, yeah, last week. I landed in Mexico Thursday and got the phone call.
Could you talk about the fourth and long experience with what that was all like?
You know, fourth and long was a it was something I never want to experience again. It was a culmination of many different things, of mental toughness, physical toughness, endurance, and so it was a great opportunity. I met great people, the late Joe Avezzano. I learned a lot from him, special team wise, being around a guy like Bill Bates, you know, who throughout his 10 plus year career, you know, the Cowboys continue to try to cut him and try to cut him and try to cut him, but they couldn't find a way to cut him. So I kind of like to take a little bit of Bill Bates and myself and work so hard that they try to find a way to cut you, but just can't. And of course, being around the playmaker, being around Michael Irvin is a Hall of Famer, is one of the greats. And believe it or not, at 40 plus years old, Mike still can go out there and get in, and just being around him and learning from him and just his love and passion for the game is second to none. And that was just a great thing. And they kind of introduced me into the tradition of being a Cowboy when I was a Cowboy. So that was a great, great thing.
Are you getting to know Brady at all?
Some. He knows my name. Hopefully, I know his name. And we're two lockers down. And so, you know, hopefully I'll be able to lean over and ask a couple questions. If he answers them, that's great. If not, I'll ask him again tomorrow.
Is that how it work with Tony Romo?
It took me and Tony about a year to have a full conversation.
A year?
Year. Seriously.
Why is that?
I just came in. I didn't know anybody, and You know, he had his guys, and but after that, once we warmed up to each other, it took a while, you know, to warm up to each other, and that after that we were having conversations, invited to his house, and I was invited to the wedding, and you know, I knew about the baby and all that kind of stuff. So it took us a little while to kind of get acquainted, but once we got acquainted, we were good friends.
What did Belichick say to you when you first got here?
Actually, we have not talked yet.
Will you say to Bill?
Thank you. You know, because to be even thought about to come to this program, that says a lot, you know, about myself and the ability that I have. But just thanking him to see enough in me to want to bring me a part of this program and this organization. So I'm definitely going to say thank you.
Did Tony have a real commanding presence in the huddle? And in the...
You know what? He really did. You know, and I don't want to kind of stay and go back to Dallas that much, but I'll answer this last one.
Okay.
You know what? A lot of people think Tony's not a leader, a commanding leader, because he's not screaming and yelling and all that. But, you know, he's a great leader. You know, he leads by example. Sometimes you have those leaders that don't have to say much but can give you the look from 40 yards away and you know exactly what they mean. And that's the kind of guy Tony is, you know, and he's in tune in the meetings, he's in tune in practice, and we know so that when game day comes, he doesn't have to do the screaming and yelling. He does if he has to, but, you know, pretty much we're all professionals. You know, we're all professionals, and we have to be able to take care of our job without someone screaming, yelling at us. And everybody's different, you know. Tony's not Eli, Eli's not Brady, Brady's not Peyton. Peyton's and not, you know, whoever else, you know, they're just their own individuals, and he does his thing this way, and it works for him, and it works for Dallas.
Do you have your own game plan as far as making this team? How are you going to do it?
Work my tail off. That's what my life has been been all about. Mm-hmm. I've worked my tail off each and every place that I've been, my entire life and everything that I've done. And so one thing about hard work, it always pays off. And anything you do, whether it's on the field, off the field, in life, in marriage, in relationship, being a friend, being a brother, being a mentor, whatever it is, if you work your tail off, success will find you.
Hey, Jesse, can you shed some light on what this system looks like to a new guy coming in, the receiver? And the,
Have you ever been to Japan?
Yeah.
You've been to Japan? Do you speak Japanese?
No.
Okay, that's it right there.
That's it right there.
There you go.
Japanese. So how do you navigate through all of that?
I just ordered Rosetta Stone. I'm working my way through it, taking it one day at a time. Like I said, I'm around a bunch of veteran guys, asking questions, paying close attention. My notebook will probably be filled by end of tonight, and so I'm closing my mouth, opening my eyes, and opening my ears, and absorb as much as I can.
Tell me about this reality show that got you to where you are right now, if you would. Just getting the chance.
I mean, that was, you know, it was so long ago, but it was just to get an opportunity. I was working security at night, 11 at night to 7 in the morning, and I was working T-Mobile part-time, and I got the call. I had to go through a rigorous amount of things, and I quit a job that I didn't have, you know, nothing to come back to. I had no money, and the reality show came about. There was 300,000 applications sent in for it. They auditioned 20,000 people. They sent 50 of us to this combine in L.A. Out of the 50, they picked 12 of us to go on the show, 6 wide receivers, 6 DBs. Out of 12, it was one. And that's just when the job started, because I had to get to training camp, and I was the 80th man in the training camp, and so I had to work my way up from there. So again, hard work, busting my tail every single day. And when you do that, success will find you.